It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Recorded a fresh episode of Take Command this morning, and Logan and I were able to talk about some of what Dan Quinn said yesterday, some of what Adam Peters said yesterday, as well as what Dan Quinn said this morning, because even though we recorded this episode, Anthony, at, you know, 8:15 in the morning, they were already having breakfast down there at the Breakers in Palm Beach.
Oh, wow.
Because it was the NFC coaches' breakfast, and so that's really breakfast. And so we had live reaction, if you will, to some of what Dan Quinn was saying. So we are going to play that for you, me, Logan, on some of the biggest Commanders news. And then 5:30, we'll get into the NFL rule changes as well. But Anthony, you brought up a really interesting last topic point thing to think about when it comes to the Buzz Williams hire at Maryland.
Yeah, you were talking about, you know, expectations for the new coach. And I think one thing people appreciated about Kevin Willard was his ability to, you know, retain some of the homegrown talent here in the DMV. I personally believe we have the best basketball, like, in the nation. We have one of the best leagues in the nation. And I just feel as though if we can go out there and, you know, recruit the Hunter Dickinsons of the world, because a lot of Maryland fans really, you know, were upset that, you know, Terge wasn't able to land somebody of his caliber. But the fact, you know, Willard was able to bring in Derek Queen, a 5-star, one of the best in his classes, says to everybody that, all right, maybe you can keep some of the homegrown talent. And there's a kid right now, Nate Ament. He'll have his pick of the litter. Like, I don't know if he's declared just yet. I know he's one of the McDonald's All-Americans. But that kid right there, if Maryland was able to land a guy like him or, you know, some of the other guys that are up and coming, I think that's what people will really appreciate about Buzz Woodham, just being able to keep some of the homegrown talent.
There's no doubt that that absolutely should happen. The basketball, like, you should, if you're trying to compete with the biggest of the big boys, you should want the best talent for no matter where it's from. But even in the modern state of college basketball, where, you know, everything is more national, everything is less local, you still want to keep your hometown kids. I mean, that is absolutely a part of it. You have the chance to build relationships early. Like, these kids are in your backyard, so you do still have a leg up just by the fact that if you want to run down, like if you're in College Park and you want to go down to Gonzaga or wherever to see someone play, like, the kids are right there. You want to go to DeMatha, the kids are right there. And so you have this opportunity to build those relationships early, get to know parents, get to know whoever else. You know, now there's all these handlers and agents and whatever, even at the high school level, like, you have a chance to know the right people. And that should matter. Obviously, the NIL stuff, the money can come in. If your money ain't right at the end, like, that relationship is probably not going to mean as much, but maybe not with every kid. And I think that's something that's really special about Buzz, is like, he is someone who's a relationship builder. And, you know, we played the bite earlier in the show from one of his players at A&M that was just like, "Coach, I love you. Like, that man has made me a better basketball player, but he's also made me a better person. And, like, you know, I know you'll always be a call, a text away." And, like, this is a different caliber of, you know, it's a different caliber of relationship. And so I definitely think that he's going to have to build those relationships with the high school coaches and all that kind of stuff in the area. That stuff is pretty standard. I mean, he's coming from a place in Texas where there's a lot of talent. It's just a much larger area because Texas is the size of three European countries. And the DMV, it's all concentrated. You know, sure, if you want to include Baltimore for basketball purposes, there's a ton of talent up there. But in-state, in Maryland, Baltimore, down into the D.C. area. And then if you want to go down to, like, the Hampton Roads, Virginia Beach area, like, just in that, you know, what are we talking about? 5-6 hour swing? You're probably going to have at least one top 10 player, if not multiple, every single year. You're going to have 10, you know, top 100 players every single year. And so can you keep one or two of them, you know, at the very least? Like, that's what it's about. And if you can hit a big one, like, you know, Willard did with Derek Queen, then now you're in real business. And so I think it's a great point. I think Buzz is a guy who knows what he wants from a talent standpoint. And so there might be guys that he just is like, "That's not my kind of player." And I think we're going to have to live with that from the outside looking in, or Terps fans, or, you know, DC basketball fans are going to have to live with that from the outside looking in. But, you know, talent is talent. And you gotta use what resources you have. And so I think it's a great point, and something that definitely is gonna be interesting to watch. And maybe we get some early indicators if some of the kids that you've been watching play high school ball for the last 4 years all of a sudden start being like, "Oh, I think I'm gonna add Maryland to my list late in the year." No, a lot of those kids have committed, but, you know, commitments mean nothing these days. Till the pen's on the paper, bro. They can go anywhere.
No, they actually can, but
Maryland currently has zero high school recruits, right? They had one and he decommitted.
Yeah.
So that ain't great.
Yeah, but one last point. Even if you look at the last couple of years, you look at the Jameer Young, who was one of Maryland's best players the last 2 years, Rodney Rice, homegrown talent from here, Deshaun Harris-Smith, homegrown talent. There's an influx of talent, especially amongst the guards in the area. Like, Maryland should never have a guard problem, to be honest. If I'm being honest, like, we just have so much talent here, so I don't know, man.
Buzz, if you're listening, call Anthony.
Don't call me.
Why not?
Maybe actually, yes, call me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that you'll do it for free, but make you some money. I'm trying to help you out.
I appreciate it, Greg.
A little side hustle, a little side gig. Then you can buy us lunch.
Yes.
Yes. That's what it's all about. Can we get lunch? All right, when we get back, it wasn't lunch, it was breakfast this morning for Dan Quinn and a whole bunch of reporters. Logan and I were recording Take Command while that was happening, so we got to react to Dan Quinn confirming Brandon Coleman's going to right tackle, amongst other newsy items, some of the alignment stuff, and then some thoughts on what Adam Peters said yesterday as well. So we'll get you the news of the day, Take Command style, next here on The Hoffman Show.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.